Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, shock is the feeling in parts of California today after the new Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom announced in his State of the State address yesterday that he is canceling California's planned high-speed train from San Francisco to Los Angeles. This is a plan voters approved in 2008. It was championed by the former governor, Jerry Brown. Newsom says there isn't enough money and he'll only allow part of the train line to be completed. Joining us now is Scott Schaefer, senior editor for KQED's Politics and Government Desk and host of the podcast Political Breakdown. He's in San Francisco. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jeremy.
So here is the governor making that announcement.
Let's be real. The current project, as planned, would cost too much and respectfully take too long. There's been too little oversight and not enough transparency.
Now, Scott, first of all, were you surprised by that? And what kind of reactions are you seeing today?
Wasn't surprised. The governor has been critical of this project for quite some time and has been signaling even last year when he was running for governor that he probably wasn't going to be able to support the full Los Angeles to San Francisco project. That's how it was sold to voters, Jeremy, a decade ago. And so, yeah, there's some surprise. But what people are saying in response is kind of a political Rorschach test. To be clear, Newsom isn't killing it. He's just recognizing reality that there isn't federal money and private investment to make this happen right now. So longtime critics like Bakersfield Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy said it's dead. Hallelujah. Essentially, he's been doing his best to choke off federal funding for years. Mm-hmm. But then you've got high speed rail supporters who are saying, hey, it's really short sighted. And you've got some of the most powerful legislators in Sacramento, the Assembly Speaker, who's from Los Angeles, the Senate President, who's from San Diego, saying, hey, wait a minute, what's the point of building this if we're not going to reach some of the largest cities in California? So the reaction has been mixed.
Well, this is always the thing with building a high-speed rail line is that in order to get it approved and get it to go through parts of the state where there aren't huge population centers, you have to allow it to stop in those places. And that was going to be part of the plan here. And in fact, the governor said that he would allow the train between Mercer and Bakersfield to go forward. Why?
Well, because those parts of California, the Central Valley, have some of the highest rates of unemployment and poverty. So, and it's already underway. I mean, there's some 2,000 construction workers that are building the thing right now. And so he doesn't want to just waste it and just stop it. And then it would be a train to nowhere. He wants to build that middle portion, continue with the environmental investigations and studies for the other parts of it, and basically buy himself some time. The hope is that by building the center portion of it, it'll help to diversify the economy there. And, you know, maybe help connect ultimately people where the cheap housing is in the Central Valley with jobs elsewhere.
And then would he be open to the possibility of eventually finishing the larger project later?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think he would like to see that done. But unlike Jerry Brown, he's not going to stake his reputation on it. He knows that we need more federal money, private investment. As I said, he also, you know, is promising more transparency and accountability. But, you know, some of the big rail advocates are worrying that the speech might send the wrong signal or was misinterpreted. And that includes one state senator, Scott Wiener from San Francisco. He's a big public transit advocate. And here's what he had to say.
Some people are inaccurately interpreting the governor's remarks as killing high-speed rail to the Bay Area and Los Angeles. It's not what I heard, and it's not what I think the governor intends.
And I should say that San Francisco is already laying the groundwork for that train to pull into downtown, spending a lot of money for that, Jeremy. So if it doesn't ultimately get built, it's going to be a very expensive bus terminal.
There are a lot of people that try to go back and forth every day between the Bay Area and Los Angeles. I was looking, the San Jose Mercury News reports there are more flights between L.A. and San Francisco than any other route in the United States. There's clearly demand. Is it possible that private industry, like an Elon Musk, will step in and say, I'm going to do this myself?
Well, possibly, you know, but it's not cheap and it would have to pencil out. And the key is going to be time. I mean, this was sold, as I said, as a 2.5 hour train ride from L.A. to San Francisco. And it's going to be hard to make that happen with private money alone, I think.
Did the governor make any other news in his speech?
He did. He actually killed another project of Jerry Brown, a twin tunnels under the Sacramento Delta that takes water down south. He says he's for one tunnel, not two. He talked a lot about housing and homelessness, healthcare, wants to create a California mandate to shore up the Affordable Care Act. And then he named Maria Shriver to head up a Alzheimer's Task Force. So just some of the other things he talked about.
Would you say then that based on that, that he's looking like he's going to be more moderate than Jerry Brown?
On some things, but on other things, no. He's really embracing a big agenda that includes parental leave, more childcare, free community college education. So I think he's really embracing some of these more liberal positions, but at the same time, he's going to be fiscally prudent and not tied to the agenda of Jerry Brown, who he never really got along with that well.
Interesting. Scott Schaefer, senior editor for KQED's Politics and Government Desk and host of the weekly podcast Political Breakdown. Thanks so much.
You bet.
You're listening to Here and Now.